CBA Mobile.
Thousands of dollars to fix someone else's screw up. So that's kind of the situation I'm in now.
Well, look at a few screw ups, but it really didn't cost me any money. It might have cost the person that did the that owned the car. Oh man, I could tell you some stories that you would not believe, but anyway.
This one involves potentially tens of thousands of dollars. I had property in Eureka County, Nevada that was given to me by Deborah's parents. And apparently the attorney in Melville, New York, who handled the transfer, did everything else correctly, except he was also supposed to file the results of the probate proceedings in Nevada, in Eureka County, as well as Nassau County. So basically, I now have a piece of property that I cannot sell, because no title company will insure the title. I can't sell it, and I can't do anything to it. I don't have the money to make electricity and water, everything else I would need to build there. So, I'm so tired of spending hundreds of dollars, maybe thousands of dollars, to fix something that somebody else screwed up, even if it is fixable.
Feeling all too well. I mean, you know, not with real estate, but other things, and that's why I try to do stuff myself, because, people just screw things up, you know? And you wind up doing their job for them. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. But I don't know anything about real estate law. And, it, you know, every state's different. And my wife worked in real estate law. But that was only South Carolina. And I'm sure the laws are different in every state. So, in fact, I know they are. So, anyway. That got a little toot there. He didn't see the green light. So I wish I could help you, but I feel your pain.
Here's why I've been angry the past couple of days. This goes back maybe to, when did this start? Maybe April, March or April. Anyway, somebody in, some investor in San Francisco wanted to buy the property. And he was offering me like $79,000 for it, let's say, which was double the last offer that I was getting. And the last offer, for some reason, fell through at the last possible minute, too. It was gotten to the point where all the paperwork was there, and like, yeah, no, that's okay. And I never figured out why. But, okay. So now, after a couple of weeks, it turns out I offered you too much money for this property. Can I offer you $50,000? And I'm like, hey, man, you're the one who came to me to make the deal. I didn't approach you. So this is entirely not my problem. But I'll tell you what, let's take the arithmetic mean of those two. Give me $65,400. Okay. And he even sent me the paperwork from a title company, from Stewart Title and Elko. So I filled out all that paperwork. Now, usually when it gets to that point, that means the next thing is you have a deed and a check soon to arrive. He comes back 2 or 3 weeks later. Oh, the title company won't insure this title because the way it was transferred, because the attorney in New York didn't do the probate proceedings in Nevada. In other words, Nevada won't accept New York's record of probate proceedings. And basically what it means is you have a title that's untransferable and uninsurable. So I don't even know if I want to bother with anything at this point or not. It's going to cost me I don't know how much to fix this. Only so I can get another lowball offer.
The thing I can suggest is that if you just sit down with an attorney here and just ask him, can you tell him what's going on and just ask him if they can help you with the problem. I mean, it's like I said, yes, totally out of my wheelhouse, above my pay grade.
Dealt with deals, deeds, and titles and property transfers before. It's usually not that difficult. You know, as I think I said, Nevada is funny. But, you know, he did everything else right. Because Nevada also requires that statement of value, and there's other things that are required. And, you know, and there's even the, it said here, Surrogates Court of State of New York, Nassau County, Certificate of Appointment of Executor. So, basically what this is saying is that Mr. Adrino, as the executor of the estate, had the legal authority to take that property and do whatever with it. But, you know, apparently this doesn't hold any water in Nevada, is what I'm... So, in other words, he only did half the job. So, again, how many times do I have to pay hundreds of dollars to fix someone else's screw-up? And at this point, I don't even know what, you know, point the heck with it.
I can hear the frustration in your voice, and I've been there and done that with other things. I'm laughing at myself. And I apologize, but I got to jump out here. I'm destinated. I got to jump out and pick up a prescription, and I'll be back in a few minutes. But anyway, hope you get that straightened out. I'll talk to you later, KB4CBA.
All of you with these. Anyway, KB4CBA, KD2VENG, 73s, I'll talk to you later.